This is a continuation and follow-up visit. Dijon Simpson. D like Detroit, E, J like Japan, O-H-N. Last name is Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth is 8/3/91. Date of accident is 6/8/2022. Date of service is 5/3/4. The patient presents with various symptoms, including pain in the neck, which is 8, lower back pain, which is 8, numbness and tingling of the entire left arm, including all the 5 fingers, is a reported constant numbness and tingling. Pain level is at 9 most of the time. ADLs are affected, 8. Patient alleges all of the symptoms to be related to the automobile accident that occurred on 6/8/2022, where he was rear-ended at a high speed while he was sitting as a rear seat passenger on the left side. Impact caused him some headaches also, which are still continuing. And some chest pain was reported in the left lower part of the chest. And some pain is reported in the upper part of the back, in the thoracic area, near the left shoulder. Though that pain is improved slightly. Chest pain is also slightly improved. And patient does report 10 to 15% improvement in the symptoms. He was incarcerated for more than a year, and he has a interruption in the medical care. Finally, he was taken back, accepted, and his visit has been redone. Please review the records for ADLs for the system review, additional history, substance abuse, and compliance plan. In the physical examination, please mention blood pressure of 120 over 90, pulse 53, pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 4/22/2024, dated dictation number 0511-062. The maps and labs have been reviewed. Diagnosis remains the same. Patient is continuing physical therapy, which has been ordered today 2 times per week for the neck and the lower back and shoulder. And traction massage is ordered. Patient is ordered a work disability, household replacement, and transportation. Patient is provided an extra medication, Tylenol with coding number 41Q, 12-hour PRN. Thank you. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. His MRI has been discussed with him in great length, and the patient was recommended that he may benefit from an epidural injection to the lumbar spine times 4 and 1 or 2 injections to the cervical spine before recommending any surgical options for him. Patient agrees, he'll be scheduled for a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Thank you.